We've only ever had the shop that there is. There was the man next door. Yeah. Mm. The man next door, Farrier.
Yes.
He'd always been there. Now, he was a hoot because he used to have one of those aprons where the strings went to the back and came to the front. And he went to the pub always at lunchtime for a jar or two. And when he came back, opposite, the where the edge was, it was banked up a little bit. And he was usually a bit tiddly, so he fell off his bike that way so he could get off, and then he slowly got off. We used to try and be there to see him come, and we used to be whistling at him.
Oh dear.
And there was the butchers, of course, a good butchers.
Mm.
Can't think what. There was the gardens, the where the gardens were, they sold vegetables and things like that. And Roy, of course, had his milk and and things like that.
Did you have anybody come round selling stuff on say a horse and cart or an old van, the fishmonger comes?
Yes, there used to be a fishmonger came on like a flat cart with a little one of those that trots, you know, yes. a light one, and he used to come, and there was always a rag and bone man. He would shout he wanted the rabbit skins because there were a lot of it was before myxomatosis, and a lot of people had rabbits, and you got so much for the skin or else a goldfish or something like that. And he came round. There used to be, I don't know if it was a gypsy or what he was, but a chap used to come on a push bike, a big one, and sharpening knives and things like that. He came round doing that. We had a cobbler in the village where the telephone exchange was up the road there.
Oh, yes.
He had a little hut there. Now, depending on what time of day you went, you had to be careful because he used to go up the pub for his lunch. They used to do him a bit of lunch. Well, he used to get a bit much to drink sometimes, and your shoes might suffer for it, you know, a knife might slip or something like that.